Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in this Tuesday.
Yes.
And the central theme of this week, we're going to stay there, is a command. Arise. Rise up. Rise up out of where you are. There's another place for you that you need to go. And for the next, this whole entire month, the Holy Spirit is saying, I want to take you to another place, to another position. But in order for me to do that, you have to do something. You got to get up from where you are. Yesterday, we were talking about this layman. He was in a situation for a very long time, very long time. But in order for him to get out of it, he has to do something, something that he think he couldn't do. Are you in a place this morning where you think you cannot do the things that God say you can do?
And we were in John chapter 5, verse 8. Jesus said to him, rise, take up your bed and walk. So there was a man, he had an infirmity for 38 years. And he was waiting on the stirring of the water. He was waiting on God's part. He was waiting for somebody else to come help him and bring him down. He was waiting on somebody else's part. But there's no evidence here that he ever asked within himself, ask God, what is my part? And when he locates his part there in verse 8, rise, take up your bed and walk, verse 9, and immediately the man was made well. So when he was able to find his part, when he was able to follow his part, finish his part, he got the breakthrough that he had been waiting for 38 years.
So look. In the verse, let's analyze the verse. Jesus' part was to give him the instruction, but not to do it for him. Give him the what? The instruction, but not to do it for him. Jesus told him, number one, the first thing you have to do, arise. Once you can do the first, then you can do the second. Take up your bed. That was the second thing you need to do. And then the third thing, walk. Three things. So you have to find, follow, finish. So we notice. Go ahead.
Wasn't until he arose that he was able to hear.
Yes.
Because if you look down in verse 11, so we're in John chapter 5, verse 11, there's a conversation going on. Everybody want to know now, how did he get his healing? In verse 11, he answered them, he who made me well said to me, take up your bed and walk. So what is he quoting? Take up your bed and walk. He's not quoting the arise, because he didn't start hearing until after he arose. We got to get it. You cannot hear until after you arise, which means that you make a decision to forsake the comfortable, convenient place of which you are, and you get ready, you get in position to move. You have eyes to see in the season. God is calling us from the convenient place into the covenant place. We cannot remain complacent. We cannot remain at a low lateral level. God has called us into the position of Christ Jesus, seated with him in heavenly places, far above every principality, far above every name that is named, far above every opinion of man, far above every life circumstance. He has seated us. He had made us to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So you have an aerial view. Arise, and you will know what to do.
Arise is a command. In Isaiah, says to us, arise and shine. Every time you look at the word arise, it follows something that you should do. It doesn't just say arise, but it gives you the instruction. But first, you have to do something. Arise.
Arise. And this is in now, we're in Isaiah chapter 60, starting at verse 1. Arise, shine,
right.
For your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So if you could just get that part right
yes.
there on this morning, that it's not our light
no.
that we are generating. He say, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So it's a light that we must submit to. So when we submit, when we come in alignment with the light, that light then radiates off of us. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Not our own glory, not something that we work up, but the glory of the Lord has arisen upon us. And then verse 2 lets us know that
right.
the circumstances are, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you. So we can't say to God, well, when things get better, then I'll arise.
You have to confront. You have to confront.
Because it's in the midst of the darkness,
yes.
the deep darkness, that the glory of the Lord will arise over you and his glory will be seen upon you.
In the Bible it says, I have given you, but you must contend in battle. Yeah. You have to contend in battle for it. You're going to have to do something. Arise and shine, for I've given you the light. God gave you what? The light.
Right.
Your light has come. And I've given you the glory. The glory is upon you. But you must use it now to confront, hallelujah, what is opposing you. What was the opposition here? The deep darkness. The people. The deep darkness. Darkness is the opposition, is a force against light. Darkness is the opposition against the power of light. But light will always overcome darkness. Light will always overcome darkness.
Because darkness is the absence of light.
Right.
So once the light illuminates, the darkness has to flee. The darkness cannot overtake the brightness of the light. But the brightness of the light can cause the darkness to flee.
So, but if you stay in your same position, in your stupor, you will never push back the darkness. How did God push the darkness out in creation? He confronted. He confronted in Genesis chapter 1. The deep darkness that was there, that covers the land. And God confronted. He says, let there be what? Light. He confront the darkness with the light. He confront the darkness with the light. In Isaiah, he's telling us, confront the darkness with the light.
And how did God do it? But through a word.
Yes.
He released the word, let there be light. He released the word into the darkness. He released the word of authority, the creative word. He released what he wanted to see. He said what he wanted to see, and that's what came into fruition. That's what came into creation, and everything that is created by God is sustainable. If you go down through the list in Genesis of the things that God created in the 6 days and the seventh day he rested, each and every one of those things is sustainable without the interference of man, without the influence of man. It is sustainable. Nobody has to help the moon, the sun, the earth stay in position. Anything created by God is sustainable. Nobody has to go out and water the fields in the midst. Every time you ride down I-95, all those trees, all those bushes out there, nobody's going out there with their little watering can every day. It's being sustained. It's created and it's being sustained. We're not going into the ocean or unto the where the flatlands, where the animals are and such, and interfering. It sustains itself. So God created you. So he created you to be able to sustain, to be able to arise over your situation, to be able to activate the high calling that he has on your life. Remember the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 tells us, remember the Lord your God, for it is him who has given us the power to be able to get wealth, to generate wealth. Why? To establish his covenant. Why? To fulfill the promises to previous generations. So we must arise and activate that which God has already put in us, because we are created by God. You are created by God, and anything that God creates is sustainable. So we are not at a disadvantage. We always win. You have the advantage with Christ Jesus. You just must find, follow, and finish.
Now, I have learned from studying this topic a tremendous truth. Everything that God has for me, that God has for you, it is already prepared. The battle is already won in the spirit realm. Now, everything that I need, that God has for me, my name is on it, your name is on it, it has already won in the spirit realm. There's nothing that God's going to do up there. It has already one seal. Now, we need to take the delivery of it. That's where the problem is. Taking the delivery of what God has packaged for me and you. God has packaged life for me already. I don't have to try to build life. It has already been built. What I need to do is take the delivery of a built life in the spirit realm and let it become manifested in the physical realm.
And we know how to take full delivery, yes, because those Amazon Prime trucks, yes, those UPS trucks, those FedEx trucks, they're going up and down residential streets,
yes,
all day long. And what are they doing? They're dropping off packages.
Yes.
They are leaving them at the front door. So the person has to come from the house.
To arise.
And they have to arise.
Yes, they have to arise.
Whatever they're doing in the house. If they are watching TV, they have to arise.
Yes.
If they're cooking dinner, they have to arise. If they're studying, they have to arise to exit the door of their house, to take full delivery of what's there. And they're not just going to put their package over to the side. They're going to open it,
yes,
and take full delivery. Use what is in that package for the purpose of which they ordered it. Full delivery, not partial delivery, not just the boxes just sit up on the porch and we have a fulfilling life. Not so. We have to go arise. We have to take full delivery. We have to put to use the thing. If you ordered something from Amazon to solve a problem that you were having at your house and you never opened it, and you never put it in the position,
you haven't taken full delivery.
You haven't taken full delivery, and your problem has not been solved. So if you order a piece for your dryer, and there it is sitting outside your house, you still got a broken dryer. Until you take full delivery, you take it from the packaging, and you put it in the place of which it is assigned in that dryer. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. It's a beautiful Tuesday, the 5th of April, and we're so glad you've taken time out of your day to join us on the Morning Breath Podcast and radio show. That's what we do. We take a chapter of the Bible, we read it, we spend some time in the Word, want the Lord to speak to us for our personal lives, and we want to just, you know,